An older woman I knew, now of blessed memory, experienced a kind of personal transformation as she remembered the night that Jesus gathered with his disciples for the last time. I went to visit Margaret on a Maundy Thursday one year, like this night, the night that the church remembers the Last Supper of Jesus, when Jesus began the meal by washing his disciples' feet. She was lying on her bed in a rehab hospital, recovering from a badly shattered leg. She couldn't wait to tell me about an aide who had helped her get ready for bed the night before. You should know, Margaret was a very private and self-reliant person. Like many of us would in her circumstances, she found it really hard to need so much care. It was very moving, she told me, about the aide. The woman came in the room, got a basin ready, took the heavy stockings off of me, got a cloth, and she washed my feet. In the action of the woman's washing, by the way she held the towel, Margaret felt Jesus was visiting her. By Jesus' presence, Margaret was able to receive the help she needed more willingly. Such rich and full stories we hear and feel and taste and touch this week. And discovering herself inside the Bible story lightened part of Margaret's burden, the part that had to do with her trouble receiving help from others. When we come to know Bible stories in this way, we sometimes find ourselves living inside their rhythms and movements. In a very hard time, God's Holy Spirit revived Margaret by carrying her inside a beloved Bible story and showing her a way to receive care without feeling ashamed of her need. These 3 days until Easter, these days especially, invite us to find ourselves inside the stories of Scripture. Inside, that we might discover Jesus with us all the days of our lives. And she who had such a hard time receiving anything, when she saw that it was Jesus visiting her through the aid, received the woman's ministering to her, well, it wasn't eagerly, but surely with gratitude. They are rich and full stories that we hear and feel and taste this week. I wonder if you find yourself inside any of them. Do you want to be brave with Peter, but find it hard to claim a friendship with Jesus when the strangers ask so accusingly, "Weren't you with him?" Or are you a curious onlooker? Do you feel so grateful for some connection to Jesus that you gladly pour out ointment and wipe his feet with your tears and your hair? Or when life is hard for you, do you feel like running away when the going gets tough? It's a good week for letting the stories open up to you in a new and maybe even surprising way, to let them work on you, bore holes in your heart, work their way into you, that you might discover Jesus with you for whatever day your life is right now. That's for ourselves. It could also be for how we are with others. This story of Jesus washing the feet of his disciples patterns a way for us to be a little Christ for others, as Martin Luther called it, in simple actions for another person, in acts of kindness wherever you find yourself, whether as a neighbor, a member of a family, or a friend, at work or at school, to show Jesus, sometimes without even using words, to live knowing Jesus in our midst, loving one another as he has loved us, caring for one another as he has cared for us. Preach the gospel at all times, said St. Francis. If necessary, use words. When Jesus kneels down to wash his disciples' feet, it shows us that when we care actively, physically for each other, it will sometimes be possible for others to see Jesus through us. When we gather at this table together, when we care for each other in any way with tenderness, we are patterning in our own lives the life and the love of Jesus. And by the Holy Spirit of God, it will sometimes be possible that others who are looking for God, who are just looking for something missing in their lives, who are just trying to get through something hard, someone might discover a living God through these patterns of our lives. Jesus shows such love for us. He asks us also to show that kind of love to each other. "I have set you an example," he says, "that you should do as I have done to you." He patterns love for us. "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples," says Jesus, "if you have love for one another, as I have loved you." Amen.